Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you guys are located at, wherever you may be hearing this from. I want to introduce to you guys today, her name is Sarah Kathleen Sullivan. She is an all-time music producer, movie creator, director, producer, musician, songwriter, and maybe I've said that too many times, but she's a scriptwriter as well. She even writes books, memoirs. Her name is getting really widely known inside Hollywood. And this is a little excerpt she did last year on some of her projects like Advice and a couple others. Her newest projects are One Tree Hill, A Decade of Ravens, Model Elect, Making the Cut, Miami. It's a documentary reality series. We're needing 10 males, 10 females. Send in your best model pics, videos, expose at sarahkathleen235@yahoo.com. That is a reality TV series that everyone will love to get on, taking place in Miami. We also have The Day the World Stopped, which is about COVID and its effects on everyday people and everyday lives. So I appreciate it if you guys pay attention to that. Rick Viper has done a promo series, a movie trailer on that one. I suggest you follow him on your YouTube, Facebook, wherever you can find him at. He is an awesome actor as well. There are awesome actors all tied to her projects, all A-list. And there are several features that will be going on besides this. Some of her other things that she's maybe talking about, like Hoodvice in this excerpt, it's in pre-development right now. So she has a lot of writing to do and casting as well. So keep an eye out on that. And there are several more features that you will love to get behind. And I may even read some of her lyrics if I can find them on my page, on her page, and let you kind of hear what she has to say in her lyrics.
Hey everyone, I hope y'all are doing well today. And I wanted to clarify a few things about Hoodvice. It's a television series. It's a television series, and it's 5 seasons. And each season is shot in a different state. Let me also say that although my role is the deputy director of human trafficking, the movie is about general distrust of all police officers and racism and politics and religion. It covers more than human trafficking, which is a huge issue in itself and a huge part of the show. But this is about the urban societies taking control and putting the power in their own hands, coming together with the musicians who know people underground and starting their own vice squad when they realize that these cops are, I don't want to give away too many spoilers, but basically it's just people are fed up with how things are going in this society, politics, how things are going with immigration, how things are going with hatred towards the gay community, how people are just being negative and hateful in general when there's no need for it. My other two projects are scheduled for this year. October 31st, 2020 is the release date of Evil in Plain Sight. We have a $25 million budget and 40% of it. I just want to be honest about that right now. And maybe about $500K besides that. But I'm still working on that. Angel Warriors is probably going to get full funding. I also want to clarify, because my friend Amanda Webb mentioned, and I love her so much, she's so sweet, I don't know what point this cuts out, but she mentioned that she mentioned the show, the movie Angel Warriors. There's two movies on IMDb for 2020. They're my first movies. I'm very excited. This is the first time I'll be an actress for Hood Vice, and I'm actually a regular for, it's a main leading role for 5 seasons. It's exciting. But Angel Warriors is about my family, and it's about my niece and nephew. It's very emotional for me. So I am looking for a secondary writer to help me. It's a novel to movie adaptation from the headlines, Angel Warriors. My niece and nephew were beat to death, literally, and revived, but Tommy won't make it at this point. He is a vegetable, paralyzed from the esophagus down, but now he regressed, and he's only susceptible to pain. They were beaten during Harvey. You can find the news stories. There's 36 international news stories on it. It is my family. I am writing the movie on it, and Lifetime will do their own, and that's fine. But mine will obviously be more accurate. I just need another writer because it's very emotional, if not just for the support. And another thing I would like to say is it's very hard, like working for magazines and modeling and doing all this and helping my friends and working in the groups that I advocate for. And if I snap at people or if I'm rude at times or come off wrong, if you're an actor and I don't know your name and you're an A-list actor, I apologize for that. You can probably tell by my voice, I haven't slept in a while, but you know, the trophy is earned in the hours that nobody is watching. And, you know, God doesn't give us things that we don't work for. So I have to keep that in mind. And I love all of you guys. I am so happy for all the support I've received this year. Unfortunately, my personal life has not been what it should be, and I'm not going to elaborate, and it's just getting in the way of my professional career as far as moving and where I need to be to film these shows. But I will keep everyone updated. I love you all so much, and thank you so much for supporting me. Amanda Webb, you are awesome. Thank you, girl. Love you. Bye.
Now, a lot of you guys may wonder why, what did I play something from last year? Well, this is something that she had done and she continues to work on. COVID has set a lot of people back. I know a lot of the films that were hoping to be released are just now starting to get filmed because of last year not being able to do anything because of COVID and the restrictions that it had. So let me ask you guys, what has COVID taught you? Please send in your answers. Find me on Facebook, Amanda Webb. Twitter, Irish Badass 23. HHTV Power on Instagram or Lyric Writer Authority on Instagram. I want to know what you guys think. So tell me in a short term how COVID affected you. And maybe I will feature you on my podcast and mention your name and tell people how it affected you if you guys are willing to let me do that. I want everybody to win. So I'm hoping to bring many different people on this podcast. And there will be another podcast with an actual interview with me and her talking back to back with more better details in the process, talking about different topics with film, script writing, her projects a little bit more in detail. How far have they progressed? Sean Guerrero is also on her projects as well. He's the one that I did on the last podcast on. You will see it. I suggest you guys go check it out. So, and moreover, you will learn tips and tricks just by following A-list people in the industry. You will learn so, so much. Now, I had mentioned an artist earlier before named Rick Viper, spelled RickVyper. He is an A-list actor and has done several movies. including being on God's Not Dead. He has put together on his YouTube this demo reel, which I will let you listen in on. He has done many projects. He's working a project on with Jay-Z. He has even made our posters for The Day the World Stopped, One Tree Hill, Decade of Ravens, Evil in Plain Sight. And I'm sure he'll probably end up making a few more. He's a very awesome graphic designer as well, besides awesome actor. Rick Viper, Walmart active shooter training video. It's the first one. The Night That Comes, then The Night That Comes feature film. Audition footage, judge.
Potential dangers of their product. How do you answer?
Yes.
Then The Night Comes feature film.
Wait, what? Another one? The Bismans? Did you get a time of death?
The Warriors.
Indestructible, no place to hide.
Soldiers. What do you know about it? What's up?
That is Rick Viper in the background laughing. Evil Deeds, Forgive Me, Father.
Look, Michael, I know it's
Fatal Attraction, Discovery ID.
Trying to think of everything. If you possibly can help us out with this. Doesn't appear to have any.
Galaxy Hopper, a Star Trek fan film.
Then I suggest we beam it aboard.
Then The Night Comes feature film. Back to the Walmart active shooter training. And if you would like to reach him, 347-658-2213 on his cell, or go to rickviper@gmail.com. He is represented by Kings Watts Talent Agency, Bunny Watts, Lisa Lacks Agency, Lisa Lacks, and FIA Worldwide, Kim Peace. So please go check out Rick Viper on his YouTube and watch all his reels. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. And let me see if I can find another short that he has done. I know it's been kind of crazy lately with everything that's going on. So what is everybody doing? I mean, is everybody having a good time today for as the weekend goes? Like, what plans do you guys have for the weekend? Anyways, I'm having a little bit of trouble finding the upload. So just go up there and check his YouTube out. And even check The Day the World Stopped, trailer one. Go check it out. That's the project he's working with Sarah Kathleen Sullivan on, and a couple others as well. To conclude this episode, I want to play another song by Sean Guerrero called Waiting on You. He is also a part of Sarah Kathleen Sullivan's projects and is currently also still working on his own, The Hidden Guard movie, which is going to be definitely a movie worth watching, seeing the pain and suffering and how to rise from it.
Music, TV, radio, and gas. All the words are yells and screams spoken silent, quiet sleep, but I
there you have it,